podcast friends, let your boy J.A. share a story with you. Just sit back and listen to your homie. Let me drop one for you. Let me drop a story. It pertains one of my clients, one of the members in my program. Man, oh man, it just caught me off guard. And what stirred in me with this story, it's a message I want to bring to you. So you guys know I'm a trainer, online trainer, help people lose weight, fitness goals, nutrition, accountability, you know. And like, sometimes people ask me like, what's your target market? I've always felt really uncomfortable with that question. I don't know, human beings, I don't know, like, I'll work with anybody, man. So this guy's 66 years old. I mean, I don't really have him doing burpees. That would be cruel. And he's had a lot of, like, you know, injuries, shoulder pain. It just wouldn't make sense. And to be honest, like, we're going to start maybe with a little bit of work, but I just have him walk every day. That's it. I have him do walking. That's all he does. And at first, he would walk like a mile, and then he would walk 2 miles, and it would take him like a long time. And he's trying to lose weight, right? That's his goal. I want him to drop about 20 pounds. But as far as fitness goes, it's just walking. And what I'm really trying to focus in on him with is the food, and getting him to understand body fat and the way our calories that we consume affect our weight fluctuation, and getting him to understand proteins and carbs and fat and the way it works, his metabolism and food timing, and on all these things that we learn in the program. And so he's a local guy. Like, I'm in Miami, you guys know that, he's in Miami. And we've known each other for a few years now. And he actually served as a mentor to me when I first started, within the first couple years of really getting into public speaking. I was at a club called Toastmasters for a few years, and I sought him out as like a mentor when it came to public speaking, because he was rather good at it. But this is before I began my fitness journey or anything like that. And then I began my journey, started coaching people, and then he reached out to me and he's like, I think I want you to be my coach. So that was cool, like, the way that whole thing happened, considering he's like 30 years older than me, right? And he's just a great guy. We connect on a lot of levels. We have weekly calls together on Zoom, and he's about maybe 8 weeks into the program, and definitely losing weight. But anyways, just wanted to build some backdrop to this story. So, you know, we're starting to meet again at different events, I just mean, like, generally people are like going to different events, because, you know, we haven't done that like in a year. So just going to different events. So he invited me to a networking event, and he was going to be speaking. He's an author, and he's just like a motivational speaker. And so I went, and he was giving a talk on the 5 things that you don't learn in school. And it was just really interesting. Some of his takes, like public speaking was one of them, and seeking a mentor, leadership, just things like that. And throughout his talk, I saw him looking at me, and there wasn't many of us in there. And then he was talking about accountability and having a coach. And then he like points at me and he's like, and that guy right there, that's my coach. All right. So everyone like kind of looks at me, because again, it's like an intimate setting. And he's talking more about the fact that, like, he's never been able to like walk consistently. Because, you know, like, we walk every day, right? But, like, when you set out to walk 2 miles a day, every day, it's, like, then it becomes, like, a commitment. And it's not just leisure and strolling, right? It's, like, I need to go get my walk in, right? And he was talking about that he's never been able to do that. consistently, and that he's being held accountable, and how that's changed him, and that he recently set a goal to do this for the rest of the year. And I was just like, what? And he's like, that guy right there inspired me, and I've lost, you know, this amount of weight, and I feel better than ever. And then he's like, that's my coach. And then he said that, and he just like lost it, you know, like cried. And I was sitting there, and to me, like how I said it in the beginning, like yeah, it was just like walking, like I just had him walking, and I'm just keeping him accountable, and we're focused on food, and I knew it was like, it's a big deal, but I didn't realize, like, oh man, like his life is changing because of this. And I was sitting there, and like, then I like really felt that energy too, that he was emitting when he was talking about how important this was and how life-changing this was for him. And then everyone else like was there, and then everyone started clapping, and he was just like, that guy right there, like that guy is the reason. And I tell you all these things, like, obviously I'm like, I guess I'm tooting myself, but I really am using myself as simply an example to, like, a lot of times, guys, we want to like hit this home run and with things, like, it's what pops, right? It's what stands out. It's what's most relevant. Like, you watch like movies or hear stories sometimes, and even this one, it's not like a really, really big deal, right? But like, it doesn't matter if it's like something that's Hollywood, you know, like these crazy, like dramatic stories of like, oh my gosh, and this happened. It's the people that you're working with and what it means to them. And what I'm trying to communicate today is, if you are in a position of leadership, which I think everyone is really, like, you're doing work that is so sacred to someone. And you're doing things in the world that are changing people's hearts and minds, and they will never be the same because of your work, because of your message, because of your accountability, and because of your leadership. They are forever changed. And, you know, you might not get like speeches like I did, right? Because that was happening even though like he might not have even had a speech to give, or maybe he gave it and I wasn't there and that whole segment wouldn't have came in, right? But everything lined up so that that moment could happen, and that deeply affected me. But that doesn't mean that if I wasn't there and that speech would have happened, that doesn't mean that wasn't taking place in his heart. And so maybe I would have never known that, or he wouldn't have ever said that or came across that way, or I saw him that emotional and like, you know, and really, like, it would have still been happening. And that's the message, like, you don't always get to hear, like, from the people that you're helping and what it did, and you don't know exactly, because not everyone communicates it, not everyone says it, not everyone is like so open about it, not everyone is a great communicator and can tell you, not everyone gets raving reviews, not everyone gets that, guys. But it's there, and it's happening, and it's real, and you're actually changing the world if you're in this work. Not the work of like fitness and nutrition, I'm talking about the work of leadership, mentoring, discipling, and giving away something that worked for you, something that healed you. That's really what I'm getting at. The things in your life that you've overcome, and now you're able to teach them to another, whether that be your kids or anyone, when you're able to help serve someone and teach them and give them a solution to what they're looking for, maybe it's not like emotional or anything like that, Maybe it doesn't have to deal with character. Maybe it's actually learning a skill or a trade or a craft or whatever it is. Like it's regardless of those of what category it's in, whenever you're giving away something, it feels a certain way and it does something to someone's heart. And you might not get the applaud or the effect that you thought that you needed or deserved or even crave and want. But I want you to know that your work is done. Your work is sacred. Your work has meaning. And it's working. It really is. It really is. And it's more about your intention. It's more about what you're bringing. It's more about who you are. It's more about your message and the crystallization of that message and delivering it and coming through and playing your role and letting things fall and transform as they may. But I want you to know that your work, it is good. It is good. And I felt it that night and I realized like, oh wow, if that's true for him, then it's true for other people that I work with. And if that's true for me, then that's true for you and all the people that you work with and that you interact with and that you lead and mentor and coach and disciple. It's really happening, guys. It's really happening. So I want you to know that no matter, because sometimes, like I said, we want these like home runs or like we want this ultimate edification of our work. Like you don't always get it. I don't always get it. But it works, man, and it's working. So remember that as you go through your day, but pretty much it's a message as you go through your life, because we're always looking to give away things, and it feels really good when we serve and help another. It really does. That's what makes us, that's what gives us joy in life, is serving, and it's what gives us meaning and purpose, is helping. I feel like that's true for everybody. So that's my message, guys. I'm wishing you a lovely, lovely rest of your day. Would you think about that with the people that you interact with the people that you're leading, serving, mentoring, coaching, and helping? Know that your work is holy. Know that your work has meaning and depth and that it's truly transforming another person's life.